You still? So you still involved with the bank here?
What?
You're still pretty well involved with the bank?
Well, I come every day, almost.
What are you talking about, Tom?
Would you speak a little louder, please?
Sure. We were talking about distance. You'd say if something isn't, you say, well, I'm not sure exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little.
You mean about the approximate distance of something from where you are?
Uh-huh.
A little distance.
Or just a little what, over?
Well, we usually say distance. I don't know of white people who say peace, like mm-hmm. as a colored do.
Mm-hmm. How do they use that?
But they would say, it's a short piece from here, or a fur piece from here.
Uh-huh.
Most of them would.
What would a white person say for a longer distance?
We'd call it a long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been trying to think of a more or less illiterate older person. I know one. She mutters the king's English. Oh, good gracious. And she'll talk as long as you let her talk. But she lives on the upper floor of a century old house on the corner, around the corner.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like the looks of those outside stairs. They look to me as though they could collapse any time, and I don't want you to go there. Besides which, she'd take too much of your time. And inside is the most fascinating spiral staircase I ever saw. It goes up from the lower hall floor through the floor of the second floor,
mm-hmm.
and there's no central shaft in it. I would walk on it for anything. I know it was built before the Civil War. And I wouldn't walk on that thing. It might have dry rot. But it's fascinating to see what a beautiful piece of carpentry work it is. No central shaft. I never saw before a spiral staircase without a central shaft to give real support to it.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't want you to go there.
I'd like to go see her. I'd like to go see her if you could tell me your name.
All right. Have you got a piece of scratch paper there?
Mm-hmm.
$900. I don't know how you easily going to have access to her apartment because she has paranoia, which is a delusion as to persecution and whatnot. Now, I'm sure that's what it is. She tells me that people walk on the floor up there on the second floor, knock on the wall and knock on her door and try to get in her window. It's all imagined. Well, she got tired of that, so she moved to another house in another part of town. Stayed there about 6 months, and now she's back there, still talking about these delusions.
Is she crazy?